Yo.
Whoa, that was so loud. That just almost ruptured my eardrums. All right. Well, you know what time it is. It's another edition of Your Mom's House. Whose house? Your mom's house. This is a special edition because there's only one mommy here. It's just me, Tommy Mommy. Christina is back in L.A. I'm in the Great White North. I'm in Calgary at the moment, and I'm just doing a special Your Mom's House podcast. It's not going to be as long as a regular mom cast, because that would be weird if I sat here and spoke for an hour alone in a hotel room. I guess it wouldn't be that weird. It'd probably be like therapy. I'm sort of almost losing my mind. But anyways, yeah, there's a lot to catch up on. Let's see, the last time we did a mom cast, it was I think a few weeks ago. I think we talked about we did our New Year stuff. Yeah, and we went on vacation. Now, some things have happened. Most recently, let's see, Christina was in Toledo. I think she has a really good story about a Chola Mexican female who wanted to shank her, but she'll tell that story next week. I was in Vancouver over the weekend, which was great. Love doing that place. Excuse me. The Comedy Mix. It's a great club. And before that, I was in Detroit, the Comedy Castle, which isn't a castle. Doesn't even have a castle theme. But the shows were amazing. It's Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. If you live in the greater Detroit area, you got to go to that club. But what also happened the Friday of that week, and that's why this is a special mom cast, is I had my Comedy Central Presents aired. And I didn't get to see it because I was on stage at the Comedy Castle. So what happened was it aired, and I didn't get to see it till a few days later, but I did start getting mail from people. So I thought it would be fun to read some of the mail I got from people. A lot of hate mail. I mean, I should be fair about this. Most people that tweet or something, most of the tweets I got, 98% were positive, which is cool. But it's pretty lame to sit here and go, hey, I'm going to read all the positive tweets that I got from people. Hey, Tom, I really enjoyed your special. Hey, Tom, you're one of my new favorite comics. Hey, Tom, I really like the joke about, and I'm going to do that for fucking 30, no, I don't think so. I'm going to read the interesting stuff, which is the mail. See, the difference is that, like, people that like you might post something on your Facebook page or on Twitter. And, you know, you can look that stuff up if you want. You do a search, whatever. Go to my Facebook page or go on Twitter and just type my name in the search, and you'll see all the fun things that people write. But people that want you to die, they don't just post that on your Facebook page. They take the time to go to your website, and they write emails, actual think about things, put together a thought, a paragraph, or six, and send that to you so that you can take in how much they hate you. So anyways, it was a lot of fun. I'm going back and forth between thoughts here, but it was fun to have that experience, not know what was going on when the special was airing, because I was on stage. But I had a lot of, you know, nice messages when I got off, and then I started getting some stuff like this. So I'll read you some of these that I thought were pretty good. This is one of the first messages I got. Hi, Tom. I won't say who it's from, by the way, but hi, Tom. I am up at 3 a.m., and I was watching Comedy Central, trying to escape this horrible life that has become my family's, and then you thought you were funny. My husband is 42 and was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer in July of 2010. The doctors gave him 1 year. But they gave my mother 1 year, and 4 years later, she is cancer-free. Well, that's nice. I'm glad. Okay. We have a daughter and a son. Part of my husband's treatment and requirement for treatment meant that he had to have all of his teeth removed. So, your clip about people with no teeth was not funny. Who the fuck doesn't want their teeth? Those are her words. She wrote that. My husband has a feeding tube and has not eaten anything in 4 months. Be funny, but that wasn't. I really hope you have the guts to answer me back, because I would love to know why you thought anyone would like to be without teeth. By the way, please look into the cost of implants. It may be more than you can afford, and dentures can make you throw up. That's it. That's it. Well, I'm not going to give out your email address or your name, but listen, you dumb bitch, what I'm fucking talking about in the bit, I can't believe I would even have to explain somebody this shit, is not people with stage 4 cancer. I'm talking about people that neglect their fucking teeth. That's the whole, the bit is that some people just don't even care, and they don't have teeth, and they think it's okay to walk around like that. Not terminally ill people who medically have to have their teeth removed. The fact that anybody would need that explained to them, you fucking dumb cunt. Okay, I'm going to go to the next one here. Let's see. Oh, here I just found a positive one. Somebody wrote, dude, that was hilarious, in an email. See how much fun that is? Oh my God, this fucking guy. This guy, okay, I'm not going to read this whole thing because I'm not kidding you. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 paragraphs. This son of a bitch wrote me 8 paragraphs. Do you have any idea how self-obsessed you have to be to think that your, like, your thoughts merit 8 paragraphs, and that somebody should be so interested in what you're saying that they would want to read 8 fucking paragraphs about it? Jesus Christ, man. This guy, he's young, I'll give him that. So, you know, you don't know a lot of shit when you're young, I guess. But this guy wrote, I'm just going to give you a little, first he's like, to give you some background, here's my name. A few years ago, I was immersed into the world of cycling, and I was given the opportunity to learn how to work with bikes. They get good exercise, and this came handy. Okay, hold on, I'm going to read you some good stuff, relax. Oh, also, I maintain a 3.9 GPA. Okay, so you're a show-off, you're acting like you're not, but you are. Oh, 3.9 GPA. Besides that, I'm a volunteer, and I work with lower-income people, as well as women, people of color, and homos. He writes homos? No, he didn't. I made that up. He says homosexuals. When you started your joke, this is what he writes. When you started your joke about bicyclists that have attitudes, it amazed me how many people clapped and shouted. Well, pal, the reason that they clapped and shouted is because they agree with the line. That's why I continued to do the joke. The people are clapping because they see it the same way I do. That's exactly the opposite reaction I've been working hard to procure for the last 2 years. One comment, all of my work is smashed. No, it's not, you dumb motherfucker. It's just a joke. Let's see, I continued to watch, and you said, cyclists are taking up the road. There are points when a person is riding on their bike, and they try to stay as far right as they can. It's no longer possible. Anyways, he keeps fucking, it's so much shit that I can't even, like, pick out the, you know, whatever, the highlights. He does have one part in here where he goes, basically he got hit by a car, and in the bit, if you haven't seen it, I basically say that, you know, the bit is obviously geared towards, arrogant bike riders. Like, it's not, I can't believe I would have to actually explain to somebody. It's like the lady who's like, my husband has cancer, why don't you want him to live? I'm not talking about all bike riders. First of all, it's a joke, and there's you know, you make exaggerations in a joke, which I still can't believe I'm saying that. But secondly, it's clearly geared towards, you know, it, like the percentage of cyclists that are arrogant, which really is, aren't that many. I mean, they're just, there are some, and then there, you know, there's, they're not. Either way, even with an arrogant bike rider, I don't really think you should kill them. Do I have to explain that to people? Because I've gotten, like, I can't believe you want us to, you think we should die. I don't really think that people should kill you on the road with their vehicles. I mean, I would, you know, I would donate money to a fund to help defend them if they were charged with anything. But still, I don't advocate it. But this guy was apparently hit by a car when he was riding his bike. He remembers hitting the ground, sliding for what he estimates is 20 feet. Not that far. You weren't hit that hard. I woke up by a stranger. My bike was scattered across the road. And when I was picked up from the ditch, I was apparently too covered in blood or dirt to make an amateur diagnosis. I sustained, let's see, several gashes, two broken ribs, a dislocated patella, and, how coincidental, a ruptured spleen. The reason he says that is because in the bit, I note that the car can rupture one's spleen, that of the bike rider. Look, kid, I didn't write any back to any of these people, but if you're listening, which you're probably not, but if you are, sorry you got hit by a truck. You were hit by an evil, bad person, because it sounds like he was really gunning for you. He even said, "Get off the road, you tight-wearing faggot," as you, that's what you put here, in quotation marks, "Get off the road, you tight-wearing faggot." Not a nice guy. I'm sorry that you got hurt. That you ruptured your spleen. I'm sure that that line in my bit was particularly unfunny to you. But again, you know, it's like, do you realize, I want to tell everybody that feels the need to reach out to any comic and tell any comic, hey man, you know, here's what, do you realize that you could actually get every comic to never do any bit again if they took into account everybody's, you know, gripe about that actual joke or bit? Like, you could actually go to a comic, pick whoever, whichever comic you want, pick, I don't know, a super famous comic, Chris Rock, or I don't know, David Cross or something, and you could just be like, hey, this is why you shouldn't do that. There's somebody who I don't find that, you know, not only is that not funny to me, but that's offensive, and you should really reconsider never saying that again. And then every comic would not have an act. Like, they would just all be done. Here's the next one. This is another favorite type of guy. This is the type of guy who goes, well, like, he finds the holes in your joke, like how it's not 100% correct, and here he's going to explain it to you. He goes, maybe your bicycle jokes aren't as funny as you think they are. Losing your temper and involuntary steering into another human being, hilarious. And then he says, and riding on the sidewalk, often illegal. Because I note that the person should get off the road, right, and get onto the sidewalk. And then he gives me links to the laws about how they shouldn't, that they, you can't ride your bike on the sidewalk in New York or L.A. Well, that's really fascinating, because I don't fucking care, dude. Like, I'm not trying, I'm not running for office. I'm not actually being like, here's my stance on bike riding. We need to make changes. Like, it's just a joke. Fucking. But this is the best one. This is the best. Let me see how much. This is the best. I got an email from a guy who wrote, "Dear Tom, let me first say that I appreciate a public personality Didn't know. I was. Okay. Who at least appears to accept direct contact with the public through his website. Secondly, I would like to say you are a fag. You know what? I ride a bike. And I ride it way closer to Alaska than the rest of the USA in the winter when it's dark out. You know why? Because people who drive a car are fags. Selfish fags who have to burn the equivalent of an oak tree to get the loose fag asses to the grocery store. I hope a biker punches you in the fucking mouth, fag. You're welcome. And he writes, he's in Prince George, British Columbia. P.S. I dare you to come here. I gotta say, this is one guy I did write back to. I did write back to him. Because, first of all, he made me laugh out loud. That was fucking funny. And secondly, I was on my way to British Columbia. So, I wrote back to him, I'm on my way. And then he wrote, awesome, what do you drink? I shall set a bottle aside. And then I said, beer. And that I would be in Vancouver the next week. And I told him I would give him tickets. And he didn't respond. But that dude did make me laugh. Like, he obviously was upset about it, which is fine. Like, you have the right to be upset. But then, you know, it was just more humorous. Like, it wasn't a lecture. It was just like, I think you're a huge fag, which is fine. Makes me laugh. Not the whole, but what about, I mean, if people start hitting people on bikes, then what the fuck? Then everybody would be dead. Fucking idiot. This one was just weird, I think. I mean, it's a nice guy, I guess, but he goes, hey, I go sailing. This is an email. I go sailing with people, and we have a big boat. We sail almost every Saturday, and you'd be a blast to take out if you want to go. I mean, no. I don't want to go sailing with strangers. I don't know, dude. I appreciate it. Let's see. There's another hate mail I was trying to find. Oh, then there was a link to a bicycling. It was all bike riders. That was the other thing I wanted to talk about. Is that the basically in the special, I hit up. Let's see. I talk about basically. Here's the amount of bits that make it to the air. It opens with Atlantic City. I shit on Atlantic City pretty hard. Nobody from Atlantic City contacted me. Then I talk about, I'm trying to remember. Then what aired? Pilots, and that doesn't offend anybody. Gay people, but I don't make fun of gay people. I mean, I kind of do, but not really. I make fun of a type of gay guy, right? The super jacked up gym rat gay guy. But I don't like shit on him. So maybe that's why they didn't reach out to me. Then I think it goes into, oh, then toothless people, which I did get the one completely insane person to reach out to me. Then Mexicans, black people, and Puerto Ricans get it. And they get it pretty good. I mean, you know, not it's obviously a joke, which is, I'm glad. I'm glad they didn't reach out to me and tell me how awful, because it's clearly, like, they got it. It shows you that all those people have a better sense of humor than this percentage of cyclists. Then I go into midgets. I really fucking take a shit on midgets, I gotta say, and it's not fair. I mean, it sucks enough that you're a midget, and then you gotta turn the TV on and have some fat bearded comic talk about how much he hates you. I mean, shit, I would expect a little bit of hate mail from them, but you know what? Couple things. First of all, midgets have difficulty typing because their fingers don't, you know, hit. They're not really equipped for keyboards. So I think that's one reason I didn't get any mail from them. And then secondly, I think midgets have been around. I think their life has been being, messed with by people who are like, hey little fucker, you know, and a lot of jokes probably about Santa. Where's, you know, how come I didn't get what I wanted this year? And so they're used to people fucking with them all the time. And so they just probably didn't, you know, they don't respond to anything that somebody says about a midget. That, and also probably 40 people watched my special. But anyways, the bike riding thing, that even went into forums. I got links to forums on bike riding, like websites where they were like, Tom Segura is a fucking piece of shit. And that was the whole forum. Now, the interesting thing, the whole reason I'm still talking about this is that obviously it made me think a lot about it, and I couldn't believe the extent of the messages, because I'm not even reading you all of the other messages I got that weren't emails, but like tweets and stuff. But here's the thing that I discovered. I went to Vancouver over the weekend. I did some shows, and this woman came up to me after the show, and she was like, I really like that you, you know, how you kind of give it to people equally across the board. Like, you shit on all these people. And I was like, oh, thanks. You know, I thought she was just like, hey, I like that. And she goes, no, I'm, you know, I was a little taken aback for a second when you did the, bike riding. And I was like, here we fucking go again. Are you serious? And she was like, yeah, but then when I thought about it, I was like, well, you've made fun of all these groups equally, so it's kind of like fair. And I was like, that's what it is. That's, I think, what it was. Because the majority of the hate that I got from the bike riding was from actually, it didn't even make it to the special. That's the thing I fucking haven't mentioned yet. It wasn't even on television. What happened was, when Comedy Central went to promote the special, the presents, they released clips online. So one of the clips they used was the bike riding bit, which wasn't in, they didn't make it to air. Well, that clip got a lot more traction than other clips because it was the season premiere, and Huffington Post picked it up. So holy fucking shit. I'm not even thinking clearly. If you go to Huffington Post and you look at the comments, then you can really see. But it took me almost meeting this woman after the show to really get clarity on it. And it was like, if you see a clip of stand-up, you don't really see it in the context of the entire act, like what the comic's like, and, you know, what they discuss, and how, you know, what their persona is, and it really is not a reflection of the whole act. It's kind of like, it's almost like there's a danger to watching just a clip of somebody's act. So I was thinking about that. I was like, yeah, like, because she clearly, if she had just seen the bike riding book, she would have hated me too. But she was telling me that, you know, seeing the whole act live and then hearing the bit, it didn't, you know, she was like, it was funny because I saw it in the context of the whole thing. If you go to the Huffington Post, it turns into like a whole, first it's like, hey, fuck you, you're not funny. And by the way, I've always said that I find it very legitimate when somebody doesn't find me or anybody funny. Like, you can never argue with somebody for not finding you funny, okay? But then it's like, hey, you fat fuck, I'd like to see you ride a bike. You need to ride a bike, fat boy. Maybe he doesn't like bike riders because he's too fat to ride. I can ride a bike, asshole, okay? I can fucking ride a bike. Maybe not, like, far, but I can ride one. And then it turns into, that's another thing I didn't even realize. I didn't realize there's a whole, like, real battle going on between cyclists and motorists. Like, that's a real, like, bike riders have a real issue with, I guess, there are super aggressive motorists out there. And then there are motorists. That's what I'm calling people who drive motor vehicle, motorists. Who really fucking want to take it to... So anyways, I guess what I'm trying to say is this whole experience, if anything, highlighted to me a couple things. A, that I touched on an issue that I didn't even realize was a real issue. The whole reason, every time some, like, comics, I guess, sit down and just write, you know, in their journal,
hours a day, and then they find almost every bit that I've ever written came because something happened, or I was thinking a lot about something, and then I wrote it, right? It's not like a meticulous 6-hour process. The bike riding bit, if you want to hear it, it's best, the clip on Comedy Central isn't the full bit. The full bit is actually, if you have my CD, it's two tracks. It's called Aggressive Bicyclists and My Thing. They're back to back. That's the actual full bit. The whole bit came from a real incident. And I didn't kill a guy. The reason I wrote the bit was I was driving on 6th Street, taking a right on Parkview. It's Westlake, Los Angeles, near downtown, not Westlake Village, Westlake, which is basically between Rampart and Alvarado, okay? I'm driving on 6th Street, heading east. I'm going to take a right on Parkview. Now, you know how sometimes if you're in your car, and let's say you're starting to take a right on the street, so you come to a stop because someone's crossing. So then you're completely stopped. Now, there's a moment when you're about to go again, where you'll turn your head right and left, but there's still a blind spot, and so you can't see, it's out of your peripheral, right, and you can't see it even if you turn your head. So I saw there's no one coming, I started to go, and as I'm starting to release the brake, a bike comes into view, but full speed, he wasn't slow, he was, so basically what happened was a guy was heading east as I was, saw that I was at a complete stop, probably, as you know, you can tell when you're walking or biking, oh, this guy probably doesn't see me right now, but he decided to go right through anyway. So anyways, of course, I slammed my brake. I luckily wasn't going fast, and then what he did was he took his left foot off his bike, and he kicked my car, right? So I was like, motherfucker, this guy. Because it scared me, obviously, because I didn't want to kill him. I mean, I wanted to kill him, but I didn't, you know. So, anyways, after he did that, I went through, and then I just had the thought of an aggressive bicyclist. And I've had a couple in L.A. I mean, you're bound to, I've had guys yell. You're driving, and they're yelling at you from their bike. Dude, what the fuck are you yelling at me for? I'm not doing anything. I'm driving on the road. So anyways, that's where it came from, the idea for it. I forget why I'm even bringing this up now. This is too much time on this. Sorry if you're bored. Whatever. So anyways, that being said, I know there's a lot of focus on the negative. Let's talk about the positive. I did get a lot of cool feedback, and some cool stuff has happened, one of which I can't talk about, but I also have some new dates coming up. This coming weekend I'm in Calgary, and I'm up here early because I love snow and cold. Following weekend, I'll be at Cobb's, with the other mommy, with Christina. We're going to do February 13th and 14th, Valentine's Day, when love happens, Monday the 14th at Cobb's, as well as Sunday the 13th. Cobb's, of course, is in San Francisco. Great city, great club, aggressive bicycle riders. Hopefully they'll come out and try to fucking lynch me with their cocks. What else is going on? I do have some stuff there. That's it. Coming up next month. I feel like, this is too long. This is already long enough. This is 30 minutes. It's a short mom cast. I wanted to share stuff, vent stuff. I do want to say thank you, though, to everybody who was very positive, which is most of you. Emails and tweets and Facebook stuff. That's really cool. We will do a reunited mom cast. Next Monday or Tuesday, maybe the 7th or 8th. We'll try to get that up right away. And what else is there? I think that's pretty much it. I'm in Calgary. It's cold. Egypt is falling apart. Not falling apart, but I mean, I think Mubarak's got to go. Who's with me? I would join the protests. That's long enough, pal. 30 years? Yeah, it's not really working. And that's that. I love you all. Be the mommy. Be her. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.